light of guidance, the 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 light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous in kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah. Marhaba, Khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful silsila and episode of this lovely series known as The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, very beautifully, we all know the Light of Guidance indeed refers to the beautiful and wonderful religion of Islam, the universal religion, the religion which teaches us how to love one another, the religion which teaches us how to have respect for one another, the religion which teaches us the adab of not only our elders, rather our parents, our siblings, our relatives, even our neighbors as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, indeed, the person who followed the beautiful deen of Islam, he is on the straight path and he has attained the light of guidance. And unfortunately, the person who turned away from this beautiful light of guidance ended up being misguided. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the teachings of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah. Before we begin with our silsila and our topic for today, let us make a good intentions. For indeed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can make good intentions such as, whenever I hear the name of Allah, I will say Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala or Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. I will glorify and praise Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Whenever I hear the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I will recite durood, salutations, salawat and salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When I hear the beautiful name of the awliya-i kiram, of the sahaba-i kiram, I will say Rabbi Allahu Ta'ala anhu, or if it's a female, Rabbi Allahu Ta'ala anha. When I hear the name of the awliya-i Allah, I will say Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi wa alayha. Likewise, whatever I learn, inshallah, I will first of all try and implement it in my life and lifestyle, and then I will pass the message on to others as well. These beautiful intentions you can make, the more the merrier, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So today, inshallah, we will be discussing the virtues, the excellence and the beauty of this beautiful month, Rajabul Murajjab. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let us all listen to a beautiful narration before we begin today's discussion. There was a pious lady in the city of Basra, and before she passed away, she made a will to her son. And she said that, when I leave this world, then bury me in the same coffin or in the same clothes which I used to wear whilst I used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Rajab. What a unique will this was. And people today make wills such as, when I leave this world, then, so and so things, such and such thing must happen to this, such and something must happen there. I must be given this, I must be given that. Some people unfortunately even make wills after they leave this world, they want some VIP treatment, that I should be taken in this car, I should be given this protocol, this protocol. I mean, that's the weird wasiyat and rules which people make, Allah, Allah, Allah. But look at this beautiful lady. She said that, she told her son that shroud me, give me a kafan in the clothes that I used to wear whilst worshipping in the month of Rajab. Allah, Allah, Allah. So after she left this world, her son buried her, but he forgot the will of his mother. that, you know, he was supposed to bury her in the same clothes which she used to wear whilst worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Rajab. So he forgot about that. He took another kafan. Obviously at that time the son is emotional, the son is worried, the mind is somewhere else. So he took a different kafan and he shrouded his mother in that kafan and he buried his mother. When he returned home from the graveyard, he found that the clothes in which he shrouded his mother, the clothes which he gave as a kafan to his mother, those clothes were at home. So he was worried that, I mean, this is the same kafan I put on my mother just now, when I buried her, and I came home and the kafan is at home. And, you know, after anxiously he remembered that my mother told me I was supposed to give her the kafan of the clothes which she used to wear in the month of Rajab while she was performing ibadah. So he quickly went and started looking for the piece of kafan, for those clothes in which he was supposed to shroud his mother, Allah Allah. But he found that all of a sudden it disappeared from its place. Those clothes were not there. So he was worried and astonished. The clothes in which I was supposed to shroud my mother, those clothes are not here, and those clothes, I didn't use it for her. And the clothes which I did shroud my mother in, those clothes are at home, and I just buried my mother now. So whilst in this state of confusion, Allah, 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 a voice was heard from the unknown that, take back your shroud. We have shrouded her in the cloth which she desired. We have shrouded her. We do not leave the people who fast in Rajab to be stricken with grief in their graves. Allah, 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 subhanAllah. We do not let the people who fast in the month of Rajab have some sorrow, have some grief in their graves. No, if the will of your mother was that she wanted the same clothes which she wore in the month of Rajab, then take back your kafan. We have given her that kafan. We have fulfilled her wish. We have fulfilled her desire. Allah, Allah, subhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for this. So this beautiful instance is mentioned in Nuzhatul Majalis. Allah, Allah. What a beautiful incident this is. First of all, this incident shows us the rank and the status of the beautiful month of Rajab. Secondly, we come to know that a person should use this month to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the words were, we do not leave the people who fast in Rajab to be stricken with grief in their graves. You fast in Rajab. What is fasting? Fasting is ibadat. It is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So automatically from here we come to learn that, first of all, the month of Rajab is excellent. Secondly, this month should be used for the worship and the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And very beautifully, we also come to learn that when you make wasiyat, when you make wills to your children, to those around you, then your wasiyat should also be such that, you know, first of all, it should be in accordance to Sharia. It should be in accordance to the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And secondly, we should make good will, good wasiyah. Not something which is harmful for another person, something which does not have any meaning, something which is futile. Alhamdulillah, many people today when they go for Hajj and Umrah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all of us with our parents, our relatives in the city of His beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May we visit Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwarah for Hajj and for Umrah. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. But Alhamdulillah, people make wasiyat in words that, you know, the ihram they wear in the beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarramah, then that ihram, they make wasiyat that make this ihram as my kafan when I leave this world. Why? Because it has nisbat to the city of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the city of the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that nisbat, Alhamdulillah, there is a belief which Muslims have that, you know, because the kafan has that link with the beautiful cities, then inshallah azza wa jal, if we use those kafan in our grave, when it is with us, then inshallah we will receive mercy from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. So this is how a Muslim should be. His wasiyat, his will should be in accordance to Sharia, and it should be beautiful thing, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the true understanding of deen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon the teachings of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. When this beautiful month of Rajab used to begin, then very beautifully, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite this dua, and everyone should make it a habit of reciting this dua. And what was the dua? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allah, Allahumma barik lana fi rajabi wa sha'bana wa balighna ramadan. Allah, what a beautiful dua. That, oh Allah, bestow blessings upon us in Rajab and Sha'ban. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabi wa Sha'ban. In Rajab and Sha'ban, Ya Allah, bestow bounties, bestow mercy upon us. Subhanallah, bestow blessings upon us. Wa balighna Ramadan. And make us reach and take us to the beautiful and wonderful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Allah, Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very beautifully mentioned Rajabun shahrullahi ta'ala. Rajab is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sha'banu shahri. And Sha'ban is my month. Wa ramadanu shahru ummati. And Ramadan is the month of my ummat. Allah, Allah. Very beautifully divided. Rajab, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do istighfar. Do the ibadat fast. Perform nawafil. Perform salah. Do lots of ibadat in this month. Yes, in other months you also worship. But in this month, increase it. Sha'banu shahri. Sha'ban is my month. If it's my month, then in this month, you know, they cite excessive durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite abundance of durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ramadanu shahru ummati, and Ramadan is the month of my ummah, because in that month my ummah is going to be forgiven. In that month the ummahs get the mercy from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more compared to any other month. The forgiveness is double, the mercy is double, the bounties is double, the blessings is double, and not double only, multifold I would say. There is so much blessings and so many blessings in the month of Ramadan. Allah, Allah, Allah. So very beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ramadan is shahru ummati, and Ramadan is the month of my ummah. So it's a month of taking full blessings. So all 3 months, starting from now, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, they all have great significance and great importance in the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully enable us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly in this beautiful month of Rajab. Alhamdulillah, we do have a very beautiful package ready with some beautiful Madani pearls. But before we go towards the Madani pearls, there is something I want to mention to you regarding the name Rajab. That what is the meaning of this word Rajab? This beautiful month is known as Rajabul Murajab. So what is Rajab? The word Rajab, it has actually been derived from the word Tarjeeb. Ta-ro-jeem, ya-ba. Tarjeeb. And Tarjeeb means to pay respect, to show adab. Allah, Allah, Allah. And this month is also known as Al-Asab, which means fast flowing. Why fast flowing? Because the mercy, the rahmat from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is increased upon that person who asks for forgiveness in this month. For that person who makes tawbah in this month, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon him, it pours upon him. That's why the name of this month is also the fast flowing month. Allah subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This month is also called Al-Asam. And Al-Asam means the deaf. So what's the meaning of the deaf? Because in this month, the sound of war and dispute is not heard at all. Subhanallah. And this month is also known as Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Shahrul Rajm, the month of stoning, because the devils are stoned in this month so they cannot cause harm to the Muslims. What beautiful names. Rajab is derived from Tarjeeb. Tarjeeb means to show respect, means automatically we must show adab and respect towards this month. Names deaf because the sounds of arguments and war and all of these things and disputes is not heard in this month. Names is also known as fast flowing because abundance of mercy is showered upon the person who worships, who asks for forgiveness in this month. And then it's also very beautifully known as Shahr Rajam because the devils are stoned in this month. When there's so many blessings, the name is indicating to you that listen, O believers, there is abundance of blessings in this month. Then why are you being negligent from not taking full advantage of the beauties and the wonders of this beautiful month? Make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to worship in this month wholeheartedly. Alhamdulillah, we do have a beautiful package ready. Let's all listen to some beautiful Madani pearls, and inshallah, as soon as we return, we will learn more about the beautiful month of Rajab wal Murajab. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
When the blessed month of Rajab approaches, it brings a wonderful feeling of happiness and peace. You'll have the privilege of collecting the blessings of Rajab and then the blessings of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. May we also become fortunate enough to seek forgiveness in the holy month of Ramadan. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers, the arrival of the blessed month of Rajab al-Murajab has rekindled the remembrance of the holy month of Ramadan. On one hand, there is abundance of the blessings of Rajab al-Murajab and Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, and on the other hand, there is incomparable greatness of the holy month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. It is stated in the blessed hadith that when the month Rajab al-Murajab would approach, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this beautiful dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Meaning, O Allah, bless us with blessings in Rajab and Sha'ban and make us reach Ramadan. Subhanallah. And in the explanation of this hadith, it is stated that it means, O Allah, grant us blessing in the acts of our worship during the month of Rajab, humility and devotion in the month of Sha'ban, and bless us with the month of Ramadan with the privilege of fast and qiyam during this month. Subhanallah, what a beautiful dua it is. While following this beautiful sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should also keep reciting this dua whenever we remember, or at least after each fard salah, inshallah. Respected imams of the masjids can recite this dua after 5 times salah, or rather they can make the musallis recite it. It is requested to recite with the intention of sunnah, that if Allah Azza wa Jal wills, they will also get the reward, and it will also be easier for the musallis to memorize it. Rajab is the month of repentance, subhanallah. So let's make this beautiful dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen.
Sallu al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, very beautifully we learned about the meaning of or the dua which a person should read in the beautiful month of Rajab al-Murajab. Subhanallah. And indeed, this is the month of the mercy from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah, Allah. And what can be said about the virtues of the month Rajab? Very beautifully it is mentioned in Mukashafatul Qulub, very beautiful book written by Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Razali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, one of the greatest Sufis of his time, such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would say master in tasawwuf, a personality whose work, his books such as Mukashafatul Qulub, Kinayat Sa'adat, Ihya'ul Ulum, and you know these beautiful books, Minhajul Abideen, they are such that it changes the heart of the person. Allahu Akbar. In Mukashafatul Qulub, Imam Ghazali very beautifully mentions that our pious saints, rahimahumullah, have stated, there are 3 letters in the word Rajab: Ra, Jim, and Ba. 3 letters. And they say that the first letter, Ra, it stands for Rahmah, for mercy. The second letter, Jim, stands for Jurm, for crime. And the third letter, Ba, it stands for Bir, for kindness. So Ra is for mercy, Jim is for Jurm, for crime, and Ba is for Bir, for kindness. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that place my servant's crime, put the Jurm, the crime of my servant, between my mercy and between my kindness. So I will cover his sin and his Jurm, his crime, with the mercy and the kindness, and inshallah azza wa jal, he will be forgiven in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. How beautiful the name is indicating towards you and telling you that come, come, come. This is the month to ask for forgiveness. This is the month to do the atonement of your sins. This is the month to clean all your sins and purify yourself so you can welcome the month of Sha'ban and the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Allah, Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, very beautifully Sayyidina Shaykh Allama Safuri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has mentioned also, and this is mentioned in Nuzhatul Majalis as well, that he has mentioned that Rajab is the month for sowing the seeds. Rajab is the month for sowing the seeds. Sha'ban is the month for watering. And Ramadan is the month for harvesting the crop. Rajab the month for sowing. Sha'ban the month for watering. And Ramadan the month for harvesting the crop. Furthermore, he says, therefore, if someone does not sow the seeds of worship in the month of Rajab, and he does not water them with tears in Sha'ban, then how will he be able to harvest and take mercy in the month of Ramadan? Furthermore, the Shaykh states, and he says, Rajab purifies the body, Sha'ban purifies the heart, and Ramadan purifies the soul. Allah, 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 subhanAllah. What beautiful words of wisdom these are. That in the month of Rajab, it's the month for sowing the seeds, the month for planting those seeds. So you need to plant the seeds of worship now. Now you need to perform your ibadat. Now you need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to wake up at night. You need to perform your tahajjud. You need to do these extra ibadat. Prepare yourself now. Get in that movement. So in the month of Ramadan, it's not difficult for you, because month of Ramadan, you need to wake up for sahri. You're going to perform tarawih late night. You perform nawafil. You do ibadat. There you mustn't become lazy. That's why now you must take full advantage of this month. Prepare yourself, make your body. I mean, we all see that when a person needs to travel, all right, and let's say he has to go somewhere far, he's going with his family, with his friends, wherever he is going, and you don't find a person that, you know, he has to leave now, and 5 minutes before that he checks the car, if the suspension, the tires, the you know, the steering wheel or the movement of the car, the engine, everything else is fine. No, he does this before. He does this earlier. If I need new tires, I'll make sure I change my tires. If I need the alignment, I'll do the alignment. If my suspension is not right, I'll check my suspension. I'll check the shocks. I'll check the brake pads. I'll do everything in the car. Why? Because so when I'm on that journey, there shouldn't be any difficulty. Otherwise, let me start the journey with that car, and halfway if my car breaks down, if my car has a problem, if I stop in the corner, or something, some issue happens, then who is it to blame? It's only myself. So for these kind of things, we prepare ourselves in advance, so that during the journey, there shouldn't be any difficulty, there shouldn't be any problem, there shouldn't be any sort of calamity. Allah, 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 how beautiful Islam is. Islam is teaching you this now. In the month of Rajab, start worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start waking up, start doing extra ibadah, start putting your mind and your body in that movement. Why? Because you need to prepare for that month of Ramadan. So day doesn't become difficult. So as soon as Ramadan starts, you know, full on, you are ready to welcome the beautiful month of Ramadan. Otherwise, year, if you weren't preparing, and day, by the time you get used to it, the month of Ramadan is about to leave you, then what have you attained from the month of Ramadan? So all of this is actually a preparation for you to get grooving and moving for the month of Ramadan. SubhanAllah. So beautifully he mentions, if someone does not sow the seeds of worship in this month of Rajab, and he doesn't water those seeds with the tears in Sha'ban. Allah, 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 Allah. Water them with the tears in Sha'ban, the tears of remorse. You can plant a seed in the ground. If there is no water, that seed will never ever become a seedling. Neither will it become a tree. Neither will it become a plant. Nothing will happen. You have done the first step of planting. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have done lots of ibadat in the month of Rajab. But now the month of Sha'ban is coming. So it's time for you to ask for forgiveness. It's time for you to cry. It's time for you to feel remorse of your sins. Nobody should think that, you know, only in the month of Rajab we must worship, in the month of Sha'ban we must only ask for forgiveness, we shouldn't do worship. No, no, it works both sides. You worship in the month of Rajab, you worship in the month of Sha'ban, you worship in the month of Ramadan, and you worship in every other month as well. You cry in the month of Rajab, you cry in the month of Sha'ban, you cry in Ramadan, and you cry in every other month as well. But in this month it should be more. So you have planted the seeds of worship in the month of Rajab. Now the month of Sha'ban is there. You need to cry. You need to have the remorse. You need to have the guilt. You need to have that sorrow in your heart. And ask for forgiveness. I mean, if you are not going to cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then where are you going to cry? Where are you going to ask for forgiveness? Where are you going to, you know, get the kafara for your sins? Where are you going to get the forgiveness for your sins? Where are your sins going to be removed? Is there anyone in this world who you go by him and you cry in front of him and he will say your sins are forgiven? Is there anyone who can give you the guarantee that go, your sins are forgiven if you come and cry in front of me? Is there anyone who says come by me and give me so much money in exchange, I will remove all your sins? No! The only Zaat who can forgive your sins, the only Zaat who can pardon you, who can forgive you, is only the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our Lord, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can forgive us. He may show mercy on us. He will show that affection, that kindness towards us. The only thing we have to do is go in His court. Go and ask for forgiveness. So this is the day, this is the time, the Shaban, a person goes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cries, you know, he has that sort of regret in his heart, remorse, that, you know, I have done sins, I'm a very filthy person, I've done lots of wrong things. Now he asks for forgiveness, inshallah you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins of that person. Now he becomes pure, now he becomes clean, now he goes in the month of Ramadan. With the pure heart, with the clean heart, with the pure action, you know, with the fresh mind. Now he is ready to receive the mercy from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he is ready to get the extra blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautiful is this? So Allama Safuri very beautifully mentioned that if he did not worship in the month of Ramadan, he doesn't water those seeds with the tears of remorse in the month of Shaaban, then how is he going to harvest the mercy in the month of Ramadan? How is he going to do that? And furthermore, he says, Rajab purifies the body, Shaban purifies the heart, and Ramadan purifies the soul. It should be such that once these 3 months separate from you and they leave you, Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, now your heart, your mind, your body, everything must be pure and clean. And so when you are dirty, you go and have a shower, you bath, you make sure you remove the dirt, you make sure if there's any smell, you make sure if there's anything on your body, you take it out, and you make sure you are perfectly clean. And you come out fresh, you come out healthy, you come out happy. That's how it must be. These 3 months are here to clean you of everything. And once these 3 months leave you, now you must know your heart, your body, your mind, your soul, everything is purified. This is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These 3 months are indeed the bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all of this we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to feel the excellence of these months. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really grant us the understanding of these beautiful months. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the privilege of worshipping in the beautiful months of Rajab, Shaban and Ramadan and in every other month as well. Subhanallah. A very beautiful hadith mentioned in Shu'abul Iman. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in paradise, in Jannah, there is a river called Rajab. The river's name is Rajab. Allah, Allah, Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, whose water is whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. Whoever performs one fast of Rajab, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him drink from the water of this river. Allah, Allah, what beauty, what excellence a person receives from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One fast in the month of Rajab, and you will be given this water to drink. I mean, there's a river dedicated to Rajab. For those who fast in the month of Rajab, here this water is for you. And what's the qualities of this water? Whiter than milk, sweeter than honey. Doesn't anyone want that water? I mean, just thinking about it, you know, brings water in your mouth. Just thinking about it makes you want to have that water. What water is this? Whiter than milk? But it's not milk, it's water. Sweeter than honey? It's not honey, it's water. Don't I feel like tasting that water? Allah, 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 subhanallah. Likewise, very beautifully, the Tabi'i saint, Sayyidina Abu Qilaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned there is a palace in Jannah, a palace in paradise for those who fast in the month of Rajab. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Umama, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned this is a very beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that there are 5 nights in which dua, supplication is not rejected. The dua is definitely accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who is saying this? Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After these 5 points, we will inshallah take a break for some few beautiful Madani pearls inshallah. But I want you to go for the break with these 5 beautiful nights in your mind. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says there are 5 nights in which dua supplication is not rejected. Number one, the first night of Rajab. Allah, the night has passed. Many of us have missed that night. If, you know, for those who have worshipped in this night, for those who asked made dua in that night, for those who asked for forgiveness, Mubarak to you all. But for those who didn't know, they didn't ask for anything, they didn't make dua in that night, you missed your chance, but there are four more nights. Very beautifully, number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the 15th night of Shaaban, Shabi Barat, Laylatul Barat, the night of decision, the night of forgiveness, the night where your old book of deeds are closed and your new book of deeds are open, the night in which decisions are made. Allah, Allah, Allah. Number three, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the night between Thursday and Friday. That every week we get that beautiful night. Every week we have that night. But do we cherish that night? Do we know the value of the beautiful night? Number four, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the night of Eid al-Fitr. Allah, the month of Ramadan has left you. It's the night of Eid. It's the night of making dua, and the dua is accepted in the court of Allah. And number five, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the night of Eid al-Adha, which is the 10th of Zulhijjah al-Haram. These five nights, and my Nabi said dua is accepted, and definitely you must know dua is accepted. The first night of Rajab, 15th night of Shaban, the night of Eid al-Fitr, the night of Eid al-Adha, and obviously, very, very beautifully, the night between Thursday and Friday, which we get every week. Make good intentions, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the first of Rajab passed us. But these nights are going to come. Thursday and Friday comes every week. We witness this beautiful night. Inshallah, every Thursday and Friday we will make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the bottom of our heart, if we want to cry, we'll cry. If we want to ask sincerely, we should make dua sincerely. The 15th night of Shaban will come next month, inshallah. Then the night of Eid al-Fitr, then the night of Eid al-Adha. So these 1, 2, 3 nights, big nights will still come, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone the long life to witness these nights. With your parents, with your relatives, with your Murshid Kareem, you witness these nights in the city of Medina. Allah, Allah, Allah. And then you make dua from the bottom of your heart. From the bottom of your heart, you make dua, and inshallah, those duas will be accepted in the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. With these few words, we will take a short break now, inshallah, and listen to some few beautiful Madni pearls. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on with our beautiful discussion. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madni views of Madni channel. Alhamdulillah, Jal. We are once again being blessed with the month of Rajab al-Murajab. In this blessed month, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on the journey of Miraj on the 27th night of Miraj to the heavens where they met our Creator Allah Almighty. And what gift did the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bore back for the Ummah? It was Salah. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned back after visiting Allah Almighty, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what gift had he been given? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that Allah Almighty had bestowed 50 salahs for his ummah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam stated that your ummah will not be able to read the 50 salah. Therefore, go back and ask Allah Almighty to reduce this figure. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then went back and returned, and he continued doing this journey until the salah was reduced to 5. Alhamdulillah, Jal, my dear brothers and viewers on Madni channel, whoever reads the 5 daily salahs will be rewarded for the 50 salah. We now need to ask ourselves, how many salahs do we read on a daily basis? Are we actually reading our salah, or are we neglecting this gift that which has been brought to us by the best of creation, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? My dear viewers on Madin channel, Salah is the coolness of the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, we should read our 5 daily salahs with great enthusiasm so that we can gain blessings in this world and the hereafter.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad al-Nuri min Nurillah. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned the fast of the first day of Rajab is atonement for 3 years. The fast of the second day is atonement for 2 years. The fast of the third day is atonement for 1 year. And then the fast of each remaining day is atonement for 1 month.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Here, what is meant by atonement for sins? These fasts are the means of minor sins being forgiven in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Likewise, a very, very beautiful hadith narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In this hadith, he also mentioned in Shu'abul Iman that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned, whoever performs one fast in the month of Rajab, it will be like the fasting of 1 year. Whoever performs 7 fasts, the 7 doors of hell will be closed for him. Whoever performs 8 fasts, the 8 doors of heaven will be opened for him. Whoever performs 10 fasts, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him whatever he asks for. And whoever performs 15 fasts, an announcer makes an announcement and says, a caller announces, your previous sins have been forgiven, so start deeds afresh as your evil deeds have been replaced by good deeds. And whoever does more, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, and whoever does more, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant him more. Allah, Allah, subhanAllah. One fast is equal to fasting of 1 year. It's like fasting 1 year. 7 fasts, 7 doors of Jahannam are closed. 8 fasts, the 8 doors of Jannah open for that person. 10 fasts, Allah grants him whatever he asks. 15 fasts, and an announcer makes the announcement, your previous sins have been forgiven, start deeds afresh as your evil deeds have been replaced by good deeds. And then my Nabi says, whoever does more, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him more. Is this still not a perfect motivation for you to fast in the month of Rajab al-Murajab? Look at the reward you are getting from the court of Allah. Don't you want the 7 doors of Jahannam to be closed for you? Don't you want the 8 doors of Jannah to be opened for you? Don't you want your fast to be like the fast of 1 year, or like 1 year? Don't you want that whatever dua you make should be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't you want that your previous sins should be forgiven and you must start afresh? Start fasting in this month. Make it a habit of fasting. Start. I told you this month is a preparation for the month of Ramadan. In Ramadan, you need to fast the entire month. So from now, start making your body used to it. From now, start putting yourself in that movement. Inshallah, you will see the blessings in this world as well as in the hereafter. As well, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi sallam mentioned further in the hadith that Nabi Nuh alayhi salam stepped onto his ark in Rajab. He himself fasted and ordered his companions to fast too. They also kept fast. His ark traveled for 6 months until the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. So the month of Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and then Muharram al-Haram. This is how beautiful this Islam is giving you an opportunity for you to erase your sins, for you to wipe your sins, for you to gain mercy from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing you need to do is go and grab it with both your hands. With your hands, with your body, with everything you need to go and grab it tightly and take the opportunity. Who loses an opportunity? A fool. For example, if I have to keep 100,000 rand in front of you and you are standing just 5 feet away and I say, come and take the money, are you going to say, no, it's too far? Are you going to say, no, I can't walk this all day? Or are you going to say, no, I can't do this? No, you take the opportunity, it's opportunity. You come, take the money and you go. This is how, without any example, this is how it is. Islam is giving the opportunity. Yeah, here's a chance for you to get forgiven. Here's a chance for you to do ibadah. Here's a chance for you to rectify yourself. Here's a chance for you to gain mercy from the court of Allah. Here's a chance for you for your du'as to be accepted. Here's a chance for you to make sure you start rectifying yourself. We are now there and are like, leave it. We'll see what happens in the month of Ramadan. We'll prepare in the month of Ramadan. We'll do everything in the month of Ramadan. No. Start doing it now. Start rectifying yourself now. Start changing yourself now. Bring some change in yourself. Nah? This is what Islam demands from you. You should learn how to become human beings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the proper understanding of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability of having pity in ourselves. Very beautifully, Shaykh al-Muhaqqiq, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has mentioned the following hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rajab is a month among the months of Hurmah, means the month of sacredness. And its days are inscribed on the door of the sixth sky. The sixth sky. If a person fasts for one day in Rajab and completes it with piety, and that day on which he fasted will seek forgiveness for him from Allah Azza wa Jalla and will say, Ya Allah, forgive this servant. If the person fasts without observing piety, that door and that day will not seek forgiveness for him. And they will say to him, your nafs has betrayed you. You need to fast And it should be with piety. Because fasting doesn't just mean remaining hungry and thirsty and doing every sort of wrong action. No, your fasting means, yes, you do remain hungry and thirsty and from your desires, you do refrain from your other desires. At the same time, you control your tongue. At the same time, you control your eyes. At the same time, you control your ears. At the same time, you control your hands and your legs. At the same time, you control your body parts. At the same time, you control your mind. At the same time, you control your heart. At the same time, you control your feelings. At the same time, you need to do all of these things. That is the proper fast. Fast with taqwa, fast with piety. Yes, you stayed hungry the entire day, but you missed all your salah. You stayed hungry and thirsty the entire day, but you were arguing with your parents. You stayed hungry and thirsty the other day, the entire day, but you did every sort of wrong action. Then what did you gain from the fast? What's the use of you fasting? You have remained hungry and thirsty for no reason. No. Yes, you need to remain hungry and thirsty. At the same time, you need to do all of the other things. Then the fruit will come, that the door, subhanAllah, of the door and the day in which you fasted, that they will ask for forgiveness in the court of Allah. Ya Allah, forgive this person. Ya Allah, forgive this servant. So in conclusion of today's discussion, we need to take away this lesson with us. This month is not a month of spending heedlessly. It's not a month where we should just pass our time. It's not a month where we should just do every sort of filthy action. No. It's a month of rectifying ourselves. It's a month of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a month of reforming ourselves, our lives and our lifestyle. Subhanallah. Very beautifully, unfortunately, we have come towards the end of today's silsila. And remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. The love is everything. If you lose this love, you lose everything. You have this love. By Allah, you have everything. We hope to see you soon. Be positive, think positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Inshallah, we will meet you next week with a new exciting topic, a new beautiful topic. Do join us, inshallah, only on your Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.